Hey, it's Duanna. This week on a special bonus edition of Show Your Work, you're with us inside our Oscar writing room, otherwise known as our hotel room, as we debate who we're going to talk about and which of us gets to cover that celebrity. Lots of fights, lots of snacks. Check it out and let us know what you think.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dalmaid's mic. Oh, are we?
Yeah, let's.
Have we started recording?
I'm recording, but okay. You're already deciding there's a Chalamet article. He's number one of like 45. There's three pages. Maybe let's just take a break. Timothy Chalamet, you want to do yes for now. Yes?
Correct.
Yeah. Let's just put them all in your category. Or, just keep them if we don't cut them, and then we can worry later.
Okay. Right?
Maya stays for now, but yeah. We already know that she's going to be with Kristen.
Yes.
Right?
So are you putting Kristen in right now?
Yes, right now.
Kristen Wiig. Okay.
Similarly, if James Corden lives, he's going to be with Rebel Wilson. Yes?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. So we know we're going to cut those later. Regina King.
Yep.
Okay.
We're leaving her for now?
I assumed that was what yep meant. Sandra Oh stays. Janelle Monáe stays.
I'm good with getting rid of Elton.
Good.
I mean, I don't know. Is that blasphemy in some parts?
No, there's nothing to say. And he used the best song opportunity to say thank you to everybody in this film, even though everybody acknowledged that nobody liked that film. Idina Menzel.
Well, I wouldn't say nobody liked the film.
Okay, but it fundamentally didn't get nominated. Ergo, nobody liked the film.
He's gone. Idina is gone?
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
Okay. Billy?
Has to stay, right?
Yes.
Jane Fonda, that that thing about the dress aside, I don't care about Jane Fonda. Do you?
I think it's just the thing with the dress and the haircut and the hair. Let's leave her for now. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Josh Gad, bye.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, goodbye.
Yeah, nothing happened, right?
No.
Okay, Oscar Isaac.
He's hot, but
I know. But, okay, he goes, I think, right? Unless you want to put in, like, Kelly Marie Tran with him or whatever.
Okay, let's leave him for now. And, I don't know, maybe you can fucking find a way to talk about him and Ray Romano.
Don't tempt me. Also, it's not like I'm talking about some guy at the, photocopy store. He's here. He's in everything. He's a player. He's attractive. He looks great in a navy suit. I'm not wrong.
Sorry, he's in everything?
He's in the mix at the Oscars.
He's in one movie called Irishman.
He was at the Golden Globes. He's at the Oscars. I'm not sorry to have him as my award show crush.
Okay, I'm keeping Oscar Isaac. Mm-hmm. Natalie Portman, we're keeping.
Yes.
Chris Rock?
I don't remember anything from that monologue. I know we were busy at the start of the show and whatnot, but...
I mean, it was funny. They had some zingers, but, I mean, let's keep it for now.
Yeah, sure.
Taika, yes.
Yes.
Mahershala and Utkarsh?
Is
Mahershala stays or no?
Mahershala goes, I think.
Yeah.
Was Utkarsh the
he rapped.
In the moment thing?
With Questlove, yeah.
I want to leave that for a minute, knowing that we might lose it later.
Okay.
Zazie, I think, goes, yes?
I think so.
Unless, was the dress great? I only remember
It was pretty good. It came early.
I remember her coming early, but I only remember the dress being fine. Let me look.
Oh my God, Cynthia looks good.
She does look good, but she looked better in the performance, even.
Like, you think?
I love the gold dress with the that royal collar thing. Did she wear a cocktail-length dress, Zazie Beetz? She did.
It's short.
Also, I'm having a you moment because I always thought it was Zazie Beetz.
I did too, but then you guys were the ones saying Zazie all night. She's going to make the cut. We can keep her for another round, but I don't ultimately think she's going to make it. Do you?
Okay, let's keep her for another round, see what happens.
Oh my God.
Fine. Olivia Colman. I mean, yes. She's adorable and amazing. I love her so much.
I love her. I want to keep her. Penelope. Everybody liked her outfit.
I liked it. It was different. Okay, let's keep Penelope for round one.
Will Ferrell.
Bye. No.
If anything, we're going to talk about
Julia.
Yes.
If okay, well,
Gal Gadot.
Okay, are we just cutting Will then?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like we're not really going to write about Will and Julia, even if we do write about Julia. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Gal is keeping.
For now, yeah.
Salma Hayek.
I was going to say, I don't even know who that next person is.
No.
Salma, I want to
delete. Yeah, let's, yeah.
Salma goes. Yes, we agree?
Salma goes. I mean, unless we want to, I mean, I just, listen.
What?
As we say, I mean, she's married to the guy who owns all the fashion. I just don't understand why the fashion is so shitty.
But then I think it has to be personal choice. It's not for lack of opportunity, mm-hmm. to your point. Ergo, that's what she likes. Like, I don't know why you expect better, maybe. She doesn't regularly impress us.
So, bye. Salma.
Yes.
Okay, and Mindy.
Goes.
Bye.
Yeah.
Diane
Keaton goes. Like, honestly, we're not actually going to go, oh my gosh, Diane Keaton wore gloves and plaid.
Well, I'll keep her in with Keanu Reeves.
You say that like Keanu Reeves is getting an article.
I'm sorry, what's your problem?
It's of all the story. Okay.
Right. Okay, well, okay. Delete the Diane Keaton line, but I'm just telling you right now, if Keanu stays, then Diane Keaton will stay in
there. Yeah, you can do whatever you want in the context of your thing, but okay.
Shia, bye.
Yes. Brie, I could write about that dress. I don't mind that dress.
Okay. Spike. Do we include him with Bong?
I don't ultimately think we're going to, like, I think you can mention him, but mm-hmm. when we say, are we going to include him? We're not going to make an article that's 50-50 about Bong and Spike. There's no world in which that's the case. Make a fashion post about him. That's what we care about in this instance.
Yeah.
We care about his jacket and call it a day.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's the point I can make about Spike.
Yeah.
In a Bong Joon-ho article.
Yeah.
Obviously, it doesn't take away from what Bong Joon-ho accomplished, but Spike has never won a directing award.
Mm-hmm.
And Spike has directed Do the Right Thing.
I have no problem.
So I wonder if it's like a...
I have no problem mentioning it in context, by all means.
Yeah.
But A, the 9 Bong or Parasite articles that we write are going to be hefty anyway. Like, of course, reference him, but I just mean sometimes when we say, oh, we'll have this person with them, we imply it's a 2-person article.
Oh, yeah, no.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so we'll get rid of Spike.
For now. But will we remember to? Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Okay. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I feel like she lives for now. Just because she's so, so good.
Okay, by George Mackay.
Yep.
By Rami Malek.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But Steve Martin, did we keep Chris Rock?
I think we did, yes.
Okay.
So either way, we're going to put those two together, right?
So I'm just going to dump him into the Chris Rock line for now.
Yep. I agree. Lynn and Anthony Ramos, if they stay, obviously are together. I really would like to go back and watch that part again because everybody was yelling.
Okay.
Because nobody has respect for Hamilton.
Okay, so Lynn and Anthony will be in the same.
If they live another round.
Okay, yes. So I'm just going to keep Lynn and I'm going to get rid of the Anthony Ramos line.
Yep.
And
Keanu, you wanted to put in Diane.
Okay, rain for fucking Romano. I mean, what do you want to do?
You know what I want to do. It became a full thing now. Of course I'm keeping him.
Oh, Jesus.
Because people agree with me.
Who? Who agrees with you? Nobody we know tonight
Michelle.
In the room.
Michelle
didn't want to...
We
were laughing at you.
Then she's playing both sides because she was... Nancy looked at me and was like... What's with you and Michelle? I said, oh, they're all making fun of me because I like Ray Romano. She's like, no, Michelle likes him too. She told me she has a crush on him. And she blushed.
Okay, in our research meetings,
that's
she fucking laughed about it.
That's not my problem. I don't care.
Okay.
Anyway, also, other people agree with me.
Are you putting him in with Mark Ruffalo?
Yes, I am.
Fine. Ryan Romano and Mark Ruffalo are going in. Good luck writing that at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Are you kidding me? That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm going to make that one first. Okay, Kelly Marie.
I mean, there's not really...
No, there's nothing to say. And I'm not trying to...
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Come on. I'm just... Okay. Sigourney.
Oh, my God. That was a great color on her.
It was a great color, and wow. She's fucking 70. Yeah, I actually think we could just write a short one. Almost fuck girl style. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver. Yes. 70. Fucking hot.
Great color.
Done. The next two are already located elsewhere.
Okay. Billy.
I didn't see enough of his red carpet to really speak to that, but
we want to put him in for Cynthia Erivo.
Maybe. His outfit was only, or do we put him in with your beloved Tracee Ellis Ross? Because they had very similar things going on in a gold.
What, she was at Vanity Fair, right?
Yeah. Like a gold fucking Phoenix thing. Did I send you that outfit? I did,
you
right?
You did, yeah. Okay, let's go Tracee for now.
With Tracee.
Billy and Tracee, they stay for now. Tyka stays. Todd Phillips, goodbye.
Sorry. That's the second Tyka. We already have one above.
Do we?
Yep.
Okay, so the second Tyka is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And as is Todd Phillips.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper, bye.
Yep.
I mean.
Bong!
Bong stays.
Mm-hmm.
Are we okay? I just want to just think about the Bradley Cooper. I know you're bored. Roll eyes. Whatever.
No, but if you said you wanted to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio, by all means. But Bradley Cooper didn't do anything. What do you want to say? Mm-mm. There's no, like, he was not a television presence.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bong. Okay, obviously, is the star of the Oscars.
Yes, but while we're here, do you want to do a Bong article and a Parasite article, or is it just... Because Parasite winning Best Picture is different than all the Craft Awards that Bong wins, right?
Bong won International.
Yes.
He won Director.
And Writer.
Screenwriting.
Yeah.
And
Best Picture.
So do you think it should be two articles, one Parasite and one for Bong?
Yes, I do, actually, now that I think about it, because I think Bong, here's the thing, we keep going Bong, 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 because everybody loves it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's Bong, the speechmaker, and the night that he had, and the celebrity that he's becoming, because everybody loves watching him, and Sharon, right? And then there's the movie.
Yeah. Okay, so Brad Pitt's on camera right now, I'm sorry, but...
Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, well, they cut away from him, so all right. I guess he was boring. I don't know. I guess we'll see it later. Okay, so,
You see what I'm saying, though, right? Like, I'm not trying to make more work for us,
no,
but
Bong's
I think...
Good. I mean, well, it's gonna go back to back, right?
Yeah, or you spread it way the hell out. Like, we can do it either way, but...
Antonio.
Nope.
Leo, I'm doing, because he had the girl there.
Sure.
I mean, I know that sounds, like, gross, but we're just talking quickly, everybody. Don't get mad, please.
No, Adam Driver.
Bye. He doesn't want us to talk about him, and I don't want to talk about him. Do you
want
to talk about?
Who
doesn't
want to talk about? Oh, I see. Yeah, sure, fine. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Joaquin.
Whatever.
We have to.
Yeah, we have to write about the person who won Best Actor in some way, shape, or form. We have to do it.
No. What am I gonna say?
Maybe I could do it, but we have to do it.
Like what? You drink black coffee anyway?
Yes, basically. like, no, but sort of, that is actually a bit of a premise, is like, who exactly are you trying to convert? You know, when, Nancy Pelosi ripped up the speech last week?
Yeah.
Certain people were like, well, it's just theatrics. It's not actually going to change anything. And I sort of disagreed because like all the regular ways you try to change something, have not worked against him so far, right? But I sort of feel like that's what I would say to Joaquin Phoenix at this point. Like, this is fucking theatrics, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't you say something that actually could help people instead of being like, we rip baby cows away from their mother and we put them in our coffee? Like, to be fair, I wasn't paying attention, but I just pictured like tiny cows just swimming along around the top, you know?
Right. Okay.
Whatever.
So Joaquin stays, but Jonathan Pryce goes.
Yes. Cynthia Erivo probably stays. I feel like she had a night, right?
Great fashion night.
Yeah.
Scarlett
also had a great fashion night.
Saoirse?
Here's my pitch for Saoirse. I think we should put her in with, if you want to do some real groupings, I think we should put her with Gal Gadot. And if she hadn't won, I would also put Laura Dern in there because I hate Pink and Black. The end.
Who else was in Pink and Black? Oh, Gal Gadot?
Gal Gadot and Laura Dern. Okay. Saoirse's was not Pink and Black, but it was
that blue
pink
thing
and white and like mauve. And it didn't.
Whatever the. It looked like denim underneath.
It was, no, it was a very, it was that like patterned on purpose satin that's done that way, you know? But.
Okay, so I don't mind that, like, to go Saoirse. Who else? Saoirse
and
Gal.
Yeah, where is she?
Gal's up top.
Yeah.
So Gal and Saoirse and Gal and Saoirse, yeah?
Yes. Is there anybody else who's in Pink and Black that could go there who's not Laura Dern?
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay.
Charlize.
Yeah. I love her. I always want to write about her. The dress was boring. She knew she wasn't going to win. Yeah, Laura Dern's in Pink and Black.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep her around for now.
Yeah.
Renee, goddamn. Tom Hanks for a second time is gone.
Anthony Hopkins is, I don't even think he was there.
He wasn't. Pacino.
Hopkins, Pacino, and Pesci are all gone.
Yes, Joe Pesci also did not show.
Pitt, fine. Bates is gone.
Yep, Bates is gone. Laura Dern stays. Florence Pugh stays.
Margot.
I think she goes.
Might be my worst dressed.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't offend me that much.
It offended me because it was so inoffensive. It was so boring.
Okay.
Let's keep her for now.
Yeah. Mendes. Oh, no. Sam Mendes and Mark.
Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino are gone. Yeah?
Yes. Gone, 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 gone. Greta.
Greta and Noah. Gone.
We could just write about Greta for the sake of Greta. Or see if she did anything fun on the carpet with anybody. Like,
okay. Should we keep her for now?
For now.
Oh, you know what? Greta, Laura, and Noah had a moment with Jerry.
For real?
Yeah. We caught it on our cameras.
Okay.
I don't know if it's out there. I mean, like, Jerry probably got everybody.
Probably. I saw you guys seeing it, actually.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if I can find it, because I like that. I do. Gina Davis goes.
So Noah, I'm going to put Noah and Greta on one line now, yeah?
Yes, I put Greta Gerwig and Noah and Jerry is what I wrote here.
And Jerry, okay. And then so I'm getting rid of the independent line for Greta or whoever. Gina's
yes.
gone.
Yes.
Mark Qualley's gone and Rooney Mara's gone.
Yes.
Well, I did like Rooney Mara's dress, but we can put her in.
I did too. And that's the end of the line.
Okay, so, right now, 3, 5, standby, 7, 9, 11. Okay, well, that's still 35 or the 6, whatever, so we still have to cut.
All right, so let me just tidy up a few deleted lines here, and then we can go for a second round.
Yeah.
Although, for the first time in a long time, I feel like some of these are short. Like, they don't have to be, you know what I mean? Like, we're not saying, because we've said so much, like, I don't think there's 1,000 words on Cynthia Erivo or Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Like, some of the, wait, but did we delete Charlize? No, she's still there. Okay. Delete Rose. What do we want? 30?
No, we want no more than 25.
I thought it was different for Oscars, maybe.
It is not.
Yasek. Fine. 25 is our top then?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking for 24.
Right.
For 12 each. Yes?
Ish. I mean.
Ish. I know.
Yeah.
We don't have to hit it. Hold on one second.
I mean, listen. 15 minutes ago, you were talking about, like, Zazie, how if she's going to stay, right? That's it. That's one that can go.
Oh, 100%. I'm already making, like, more like deeper cuts there, but just give me two more seconds to tidy up. And like, yeah, it's amazing how much you don't care about somebody once a second round has gone by, that you're like, yeah, your stay of execution has been.
And remember, we already doing two for Parasite and Bong.
Yes. Okay. So let's start again from the top.
Okay. Timothy, yes. But he's staying. I don't care. Like, I'm not, whatever.
Okay, fine. But then, like, you're spending
basically, like, you know.
If you're Ray Romano, is that what you're saying?
My dream is if he, oh, fuck. No,
what?
Never mind.
What?
Janelle, I thought we forgot Janelle. He's, you know, if Timothy Chalamet and BTS got together, I would stop living.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Okay, the first cut here is Regina King.
Yeah.
Bye. Followed by Jane Fonda and Oscar Isaac. Yes.
Regina King is gone. Jane Fonda and Oscar Isaac are gone.
Yes.
Portman stays.
Yes, because that dress.
Yeah.
Chris and Steve.
Bye. Right?
I would like to watch that before we cut them.
Okay.
I would like to give that a whatever.
Taika stays.
Yeah. Utkarsh. I still like it, and I like that we're not talking, that we're talking about unusual things. So
Zazie gone.
I think I already had her gone, so there you go.
Okay, fine.
Olivia Colman can stay. It's interesting to look at, is the thing. But I know we're not going to say much. Okay.
I don't know. Like, should we go for round three with Colman?
Yeah, sure. Penelope Cruz. Gone, right?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but...
It wasn't that good, was it? Like, I'm willing to give up some of my, favorites, but I just, I just don't remember it being amazing.
Okay, Penelope's gone. Yeah?
I'm just triple checking while I look at it here.
She's not a best, she's not a worst, like.
Yeah, no, it was pretty.
It's just a jerk off.
Yes.
Right, or just not a jerk off.
But like, I know what you mean. Yeah. Filler. Okay, now she's gone.
Okay.
Okay. Gal and Saoirse, I think, hang on for round three, but
I agree.
I would even give them a side eye at this point. Brie Larson is only in there for the dress.
The dress was good.
It was good. It might have been a personal best for her.
Correct.
Okay, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is gone, right?
Yeah. I think so, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so Julia is gone.
These next three or four, Lynn and Anthony, we don't have to. People know we love them. It's not, we don't have to. I would like, what did Anthony talk about? It was something about In the Heights or the Hamilton movie or something. Yeah. Keanu and Diane Keaton, I don't feel like that's essential.
Well, I'm keeping it. Sorry.
Fine. Then I'm going to retaliate by keeping Ray Romano and Mark Ruffalo.
Fine. Are we getting rid of Lynn and Anthony Ramos?
Can we just hold on for one more second?
Yep. Sigourney.
Still a good one to keep, but I'm willing to sacrifice Olivia Colman for that.
Oh. Didn't Sigourney represent with Gal?
And Brie. Yes. Yeah, it was a superhero thing. I don't hate putting them together. Sure.
But then what do I do with Saoirse?
We ditch her because it was, I mean, or we make it a, oh, you know what we have to do with Saoirse? You do know, don't you?
What?
Okay, this doesn't exactly save us anything, but you're right. Sigourney Weaver and Brie Larson and Gal Gadot all go on one line.
Yep.
Okay, so let's just tidy up a little bit here.
So Gal, Sigourney,
Brie. Yeah, so I'm deleting the Brie Larson line, and I'm leaving the line that used to have Gal and Saoirse on it, and I'm putting Saoirse on her own line, and it will become obvious why.
She's going to be your...
Yeah, I hate it, but I think it has to be.
Oh, God! winner.
Okay, Billy Porter and Tracy are gone, right?
I think so.
Like at this point, we got to cut.
Yeah.
Bong, Parasite, Leo, Joaquin.
Bong obviously stays. Yes. Leo stays. Joaquin. Yes. We have to write about Joaquin. What
don't we
say? Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor. The end. I don't think we need to say anything about him.
Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor, and he, unless we go super unconventional, unless we go, here are the winners for Best Actor and Best Actress. You will know them by their incomprehensible goddamn speeches. Mm. One was trying to be super sweet and one was trying to be controversial, but they were both just, yeah, word salad, cotton candying. I don't hate it. And it's a new way to write about Joaquin Phoenix.
I will say this selfishly. I don't have it. If we include Joaquin and Renee, you're writing it because I can't write it.
Okay. But like,
fine.
I guess what I'm saying is that's the most original way I can think of to write about mm-hmm. it and him, because it does seem like a thing to leave out otherwise.
Yeah.
But I'm not so married to the idea that I need to fight you right now. Like, if you want to just cut it, we can cut it.
No, if you are inspired by Joaquin and Ray.
Inspired is a really strong word.
Okay, are we leaving them for round three?
I think so.
Okay, so for now, Joaquin and Renee are going on the same line, yeah?
Yeah, let's do that, because, yeah, I think that makes sense, right? Okay. If we do it, we're going to do it, right?
Yep.
Okay, Cynthia Erivo. Like, look, I love Cynthia Erivo, but she gets a lot of real estate out of us. Fine, let's do it. Scarlett was great.
Charlize. Now we're gone, right? She's gone?
Yeah, fine. Okay. Did we put Laura Dern somewhere already?
Yeah, she's below Brad Pitt.
No, I mean, but did we put her somewhere else?
No.
Didn't you tell me she was with Jerry at some point?
She was with Jerry and Noah and Greta.
Right.
So we can put her with them.
We could, but first we have to know if we have it. And Florence Pugh and Margot Robbie.
What do you want to say about Florence Pugh?
I thought she looked great. I hated the dress. But she fucking shone anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
She was beaming all over the goddamn place. Mm-hmm. It was her first Oscars. You guys pointed out that she like got carded. She was glowing all over the place. It was great. And now an interlude while I try to find Jerry and Greta Gerwig on the carpet. Oh, here he is with Billie Eilish. Okay, ready?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Where's the audio?
Oh.
Why can't I hear anything?
I don't know. Oh, do it right on the app.
What's wrong with my audio?
I don't know.
I don't have time for there to be something wrong with my audio.
Who's older, Jerry or Billie Eilish?
Jerry, I'd say. Okay, I'm choosing to believe there's something wrong with just Twitter. It's not my fault, because I'm going to freak out if my computer is having audio problems.
Jerry got Brad Pitt.
Of course he did.
Oh, here, I got it. Let's see. Oh,
She tried on his ring.
Yeah, his Navarro ring.
Spoiler alert for the people.
You can have a class ring regardless of. Also, nobody needs to not be spoiled about cheer except you.
Okay, he's amazing. Okay, so what do you want to do with Laura Dern?
I want to spend the next hour watching this Jerry YouTube videos. That says Jerry from Cheers at the Oscars, Matt talking the stars, and you must watch. with a side of, I need to figure out what's wrong with my audio on my computer. I'm really sad here. But anyhow, like, frankly, this is sort of what we're, I guess this is the meta statement, right? Like, Laura Dern is Laura Dern. We can talk about it. Well, no, what the fuck is there to say about Laura Dern? She's great. We all love her. Everybody loves her. She's funny. She talked to everybody at the end.
Yeah.
But like, all right.
Now okay. Are you keeping Florence Pugh?
Yes. That one I like legit, unless you are like, have an actual editorial issue. I think it's good. I think it's a thing.
Okay. So we are at Laura, Noah, and Greta.
Or Laura and then Noah and Greta. Like, I don't, are we putting them with her anyway?
Well, we were going to do Noah and Greta and Jerry, but now Jerry and
Billy are a thing. Right. We don't have Jerry with either of them. I mean, we can put Jerry up in the Billie Eilish article that I still think we have, right?
Yeah.
Which is fine. And Greta and Noah, they didn't, like, I'm not.
Cutting. Bye.
Fine. Good. You're the one who loves them all the time because you love love.
Honestly, I think I may have oversold that. Okay, so that leaves Laura Dern. Is she staying or not?
Sure. Is Margot Robbie staying? Is she still your worst dressed?
Correct.
Okay. Yasek, don't put in that part so that's a surprise.
No, it's fine because it'll go up. It's going up on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Laura Dern. Oh, sorry. Can we just fucking make a decision on Laura Dern?
Well, if we don't do Laura Dern and we don't do, like, are we doing a no winner issue of?
No, Brad Pitt's up there. And fucking bomb won everything. So.
I mean, none of the big four actors are usually.
Okay, so it's Renee.
Yeah.
And Joaquin are tentatively together in an article.
Sure.
Brad is for sure. He'll get covered.
Okay.
And then Laura Dern.
I don't remember her saying anything in her speech. Do you?
She thanked her family and actors.
So
and
no.
Whatever.
So no. Also, do we need to do anything about this? About hair love?
Oh, hair love.
I really did like this. And what I liked, of course, was that the thing, I know you know the thing about Matthew A. Cherry saying he was going to win an Oscar on Twitter in 2012.
Oh, no.
I have it here. I've had it saved for weeks and weeks. He said on Twitter in like 2012, he was like, I'm going to win an Oscar someday. You watch me.
I love that.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
Look at this. June 2nd, 2012. I'm going to be nominated for an Oscar one day, already claiming it, he said.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
I think you throw that in with Janelle.
Janelle? Why Janelle?
Because Janelle's is she a producer?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fair. Okay.
Okay. Can we go back to Laura Dern? Wow, we refuse to talk. Why don't we throw Laura in with Saoirse?
Okay.
Your worst dressed.
Yeah, that's why. We can't do that. You can't have a second person in your worst dressed.
Okay, so Laura...
Let's just cut her. We don't want to write about her. Laura Dern, if you're listening, we love you. But I think that we have written about the awesomeness that you are several dozen times
so
this
many
award
times.
Season.
Bye.
Right?
Yes.
And don't you feel lighter now?
Do.
Okay,
so are we keeping James Corden and Rebel Wilson?
Yes, I like that we're keeping weird things. But before we start battling again, can we just count?
I think we're good. Can we just recap?
Yes, we're going to recap right now. Yes. So.
Timothy.
Yep.
Maya Kristen.
Yep.
James Rebel.
Yep.
Sandra.
Yes.
Janelle.
Yes.
Billy and Jerry. Or Billy.
Billy, yes. Yes.
Natalie.
Taika. Yes.
Utkarsh.
Yep.
Olivia.
Yep.
Gal Sigourney Brie.
This is where you and I started doing things differently, but yes.
Saoirse.
Yep.
Lynn.
Yep.
And Anthony.
Yep.
Keanu Diane.
Yep.
Ray and Mark Ruffalo. Bong Joon-ho times two.
Well, one Bong, one Parasite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's put Parasite. Leonardo.
Yep.
Joaquin and Renee.
Yep. I'm really warming up to it now.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Look at you. Cynthia.
Yeah.
Scarlett.
Yeah.
Brad.
Yeah.
Florence.
Yep.
Margo.
Yes.
So that is four. Yeah, 24.
Because you didn't have... Yeah, okay. And we're still not doing Laura Dern.
No.
Fine. And...
But should we?
No, I want to make sure. And we're still doing... Keanu Reeves.
Duana, yes.
Fine. All right. This is the list. Okay.
So I would like to ask Sarah to do Taika. Okay. So... This is Taika. Sorry, Taika is Sarah, yeah?
Yes, let me just do a star there. Where's his name? Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we cut the recording now?
No, we have to break down who's going to do who.
Right.
Because we didn't include that last time, and I actually think that's more fun, arguably.
Okay.
Standby. Why? Do you want to argue about something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just need to insert a table or insert a column. I don't want to do that. Okay.
I just did it, but yes, I know what you mean.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay. Timothy Elaine.
Yep. Enjoy.
Maya and Kristen Duana.
Yes.
Rebel and James Duana.
Yes.
Sandra Elaine.
Yep.
Wait, no, no, no. We haven't stopped.
What? 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 What?
Best and worst, we have to assign those before we go and assign this.
Why? Well, I mean, we can, but okay,
who's
fine.
Your best? You don't even have a best here.
You're right, I don't.
Janelle?
It was a struggle. No, I always make Janelle my best. Like, I love her, as you know, but...
Okay, well, see? That's why we have to do this. Who's your best? Mine's obviously going to be Sandra.
Obviously. Like, it's going to be... somebody off, like, there's personal bests, but it's like, is it Natalie because I like the thing she wore, or is it...
Okay, so your worst is Saoirse
for sure.
That's there.
I hate
my
that.
Worst is Margot.
Really, your worst is Margot, right?
Oh, I mean, what is interesting about that dress?
I don't know, but other people do it and they don't get in trouble.
Yeah, but they're not Margot Robbie, ambassador of Chanel.
But I think maybe you're getting, I don't know, maybe, Tiffany Haddish is on TV.
Ha. Well, now she's gone. See what you did?
Okay, fine. Let's begin again. Okay, so Sandra Oh is your best. Is that for real?
Don't you think that was the best dress she's ever worn?
It was a really good dress. It was not my favorite dress. Something around the best she's ever worn has been, like, somewhere in the Golden Globe, early Killing Eve, she wore something that was truly incredible, or the year she hosted. But this is not a contest, but, I mean, Janelle Monáe is spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yeah, fine. Yes, she's my best dressed. Like, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
It just is.
Nobody else. And then that performance and...
Yep.
Okay. So Sandra and Janelle are toward at the end, right?
Yes, yes. But
okay, your worst
is Saoirse.
Yeah, and your best
is
okay, so we're done that. Great.
Yeah.
So we are Timothy me, Maya you, James you, Sandra me, Janelle you.
Yeah.
Billy and Jerry.
Yeah. Is me.
Okay.
Cuz we're also going to talk about her reaction to Eminem, right?
Yes.
Like, the fact that Jerry and Eminem are going in a thing together makes me really happy.
Okay, so then I'm going to put Eminem in that article, too.
Yes, I put that there. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And then...
Portman.
Portman is...
I would. Was it you or Michelle who said to me, haha, now you have to like her?
Me.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Fine, you.
All right, fine.
Taika is Sarah.
Yeah. Utkarsh, are you going to do it?
Utkarsh, I will do it.
Okay.
Olivia?
We cut her.
Did we?
Didn't we?
I'm going to keep her, right?
I thought we cut her.
Did we?
I thought we just cut her like 5 minutes ago.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 2, 3, 4. No, we didn't cut her. I'll take her.
All right.
Gal, Sigourney, Bree.
I like that one.
Okay. Then it's Saoirse, you, Lynn, and Anthony, you.
Yeah.
Diane and Keanu, me, Ray and Mark, you, Leo.
Yes, wait, back up. I'm a couple behind you. That's you. That's me. Yes. Did I say that Sigourney and those guys were me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Bong Joon-ho.
Yes. So the part of the reason I think we should split these up is so that one of us does each one.
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
So what's in Dear Gossips and what is the opening article to kick off the series?
Parasite should be that opening article, right?
Okay.
The film.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Or should, no, I disagree with myself. It should be Bong. He was the star of the night. He was the rhythm of the night. He was the energy of the night.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So Bong, the person, is the kickoff article. Right.
And then where does Parasite go? Does then Parasite become Dear Gossips?
No, I think it should be well, I see what you mean, but I mean, is Dear Gossips like, it was a wacky show, right? Like it was an odd show. It wasn't a bad show and it was a bad red carpet, but it wasn't a banger, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't a banger.
So is that Dear Gossips? Is there something else? Like, I know what you're asking, but I don't have the answer just yet. And I kind of think Parasite and the fact that it like revolutionized everything kind of should be its own thing.
But at the same time, Parasite literally broke history. Shouldn't it sit at the top of the site?
It's more that I just want to have more time to go into it than just to do it in that, like in whatever. I'm talking like I'm more, like I feel more strongly about this than I do.
I think I'm going to put Parasites, that's me.
Yeah.
Parasite, me, and Dear Gossips.
Okay.
Bong is you. Okay. As the opening kickoff article for the Oscar show.
Yes.
Leo, me.
Yes.
Joaquin and Renee, you.
Yes. Yes.
Cynthia, me.
Yes.
Scarlett.
I would, if unless you want it.
Sure. You can go Scarlett.
Okay. You're going to do Brad.
I'm doing Brad. And are you Florence? Since
yeah, because I liked it
strongly about it.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 10 for me. 2, 5, 7, 9. You have 13.
I counted 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I count. Nope. I keep putting Margot Robbie in the wrong column. So that's why.
So you're 13.
I'm 13.
Now you gotta. Do you want to give me?
What do you have?
What do you mean?
What number?
Not it's 10. I have 10. So you gotta give me one or two.
I can give you one or two, or we can cut one or two. Yeah, sure. What
or
do you want?
Do you want to cut?
What do you want? Do you want one? Is there one that you're like, why don't I have that?
I'll take Florence. Or do you feel strongly about Florence?
I can barter with you if there's somebody else that you feel more strongly about. No, you take Florence. Whatever, it's fine. You take Florence.
I'll take Florence.
Okay.
So now I have 11 and you have
12?
12.
And am I seriously now in the position of... Now I'm in the position of writing nice things about both Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman? How did I get here? Are you sure you don't want one of them instead?
I'll take Scarlett.
You take Scarlett, I'll take Florence Pugh back. How about that?
Jesus.
What?
What? How did I just lose Florence?
You want her that bad? I thought you were yelling at me because you said she was not, like, you didn't like the dress.
Okay, so I'm taking Scarlett. I'll take Scarlett anytime.
You take Scarlett, I'll take Florence Pugh. So, the only reason I wanted to write Scarlett is I liked her dress for once in my life, but, or I thought she felt like she liked her dress.
Yeah.
But I don't need to write that article.
Okay. Oh, look, Misery and Misery are walking around the governor's ball. And by Misery and Misery, I think all of you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to even name their names. You have to guess who I mean about Misery and Misery.
And the first two guesses don't count.
Okay. They stormed out of the governor's ball. Like, it was a burden.
And the poor hosts are like, they look nervous. Like, do we have to talk to them?
Okay. Are we good?
I think so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're good.
Okay.
Okay. Right?
And?
1, 2, 3. Plus Sarah. So 24 total.
24 total. Mm-hmm. Now we do order.
Yes.
Do we do it up in the room?
Here's a radical proposal for you. What if we reverse course? We're here and all our shit is here. What if we go upstairs to poo?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.